fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand. So let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
Hey, observe.
Reveille, wake up America. It's Reveille. This is your wake-up call. We are under attack. A domestic coup is underway. And yes, it's 8 p.m. and it's Common Sense Radio and where you should be. Because it's not just the fake news. It's not the just the propaganda. It is war. We are under attack. There is an active coup to thwart the will of the people and steal an election. And we are not going to stand for it. Common Sense Radio, we are here to help you through this and understand what's going on tonight. And as always, we are here despite people trying to find fake electrons and force them into our feed transmitter overnight. Our award-winning engineer thwarted it. He said, no, only legal electrons will be allowed through our transmitter. And he has kept this show pure. That's why your signal coming to you over your radio or over TuneIn Radio or streaming at FMTalk1065.com is clear and true because it's only illegal electrons because the commandante of the electrons, our award-winning engineer, Mark Holliday.
Thank you, Pete.
Is here.
Legitimate electrons only.
Legitimate. He is ensuring the integrity of the broadcast. He will ensure it for you. And we are so glad to have back with us our Director of Quality Assurance and our head of the research department, co-host, executive producer, all-around nice gal, Gold Star wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor.
Great to be here.
So glad
and
to have you.
And you know what? I actually postmarked my message from last week. So actually, I was here last week.
You were here.
Yes.
You
on time.
You were
it was
here
postmarked.
On time.
Postmarked.
It was postmarked.
So I was here.
The 29th of October. So you were here. Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. Folks, we are witnessing the most brazen attempt to steal an election that anybody could ever imagine in the history of the United States. And let me just tell you something, because I know everybody's all freaked out and there's an incredible range of emotions. I've gone through them all mm-hmm. myself. I will tell you, I watched in horror Tuesday night. I was so disappointed. Almost to the point of being despondent on Wednesday, I had to turn off news. I didn't look at news. I didn't do social media. This morning I woke up, and I was clear-headed, and I was mad.
Yep.
And I'm real mad. And I'm going to tell you, Democrats and liberals, you better stand by because you are playing with fire. We are mad because Tuesday night, what we saw, Trump won. Hundreds of thousands of vote leads across this country and states across this country, and they are stealing them. Those votes are evaporating because of voter fraud, because of fraudulent election officials, manufacturing votes, fake votes, all of them. We're going to get into all of this. But let me tell you something. Let me paint some of the big picture. Number one, we must have faith in President Trump. Because I know it looks bad, and we'll get into why it looks bad. It's purposely, the narrative has been created by the media to look bad. Have faith in President Trump. Think about this. He is always ahead of the Democrats. He's always steps ahead of them. So there's no reason to think that he's not steps ahead of them now.
Yep.
And we also know he's always proven right. How many times since the beginning, they wiretapped me, my campaign. Oh, you're crazy. Nobody does that anymore. What did we find out?
Wiretapped.
All true.
Yeah.
Everything when they say, oh, that's crazy. He shouldn't say that. What we find out later, he was right. It's true. Trump knows the truth. And we must all stand with Trump right now. Because let me tell you something. Think about this. He's the only president that's been fighting for us, the American people, the American worker. Those of us that are not the elite rich and the East Coasters and the West Coasters in L.A. and New York City, he is fighting for us. It is now time we fight for him. Now, here's the thing. We all knew this was coming.
Yeah.
Trump knew this was coming. We've been talking about the mail-in ballots and all that and how it's going to be rife for voter fraud and they're going to do this, and which they've done a lot of this before. It's not new. Right? Just not on this incredibly grand scale. We knew this was coming.
It turned out exactly as we feared.
No, exactly.
To the T.
Well, they
told
us.
We have been talking about it.
They told us. They told us they were going to do it. What were they saying? What did Hillary Clinton tell Joe Biden about 6 weeks ago?
Never concede.
No, under no circumstances concede.
See. Right. And what did the media start telling us and big tech and pundits? Hey, it's going to look like Trump's winning on election night, but hold on. It'll be okay. Biden will win. Oh, really? Why did the Biden campaign not really campaign? They didn't really get out and campaign.
Yeah.
They stayed in their basement the whole time. Why? They had a plan B.
Yeah.
They knew they had a plan B. We knew they had a plan B. And here's my problem with what we've seen. We've been watching this all year. We have just stood by when they started tearing down our statues and attacking our institutions. And we said, boy, that really irritates me. That annoys me. That frustrates me. That angers me. And we said, you shouldn't do that. But we watched them do it. They started to loot and burn our cities and accuse everybody of being racist, attacking our police and saying that they're racist. And we said, oh, we're annoyed. We don't like that. You shouldn't do that. That sort of makes me mad. But we let them do it. We watched them do it. And here they are now.
They're doing the same thing.
They told us they're going to steal the election. They're stealing the election. Folks, this is the last chance. Because if they get away with this, there will not be a republic.
There'll never be another election the same, regardless.
Regardless.
So there has been some damage. But let's talk about there has been a few wins, Pete.
There's been a lot of wins, actually.
That's the only solace. You said you run the gamut of emotion. I keep bringing myself back a little bit with the fact we did hold the Senate.
And we gained
in the House.
Wait a minute.
See, that's the thing.
Take that in. Think about that in the big picture. Think about that in the big picture. Trump got record support from minorities, from blacks, from Latinos, from Asians. Record support. And that didn't have a down ballot effect. That didn't buoy his win.
See, that's the thing. If they held the Senate and increased in the House, and it's all because of the Trump coattails.
How does he lose?
How does the coattails?
Not apply to the guy with the coat.
With the coat.
He took the coat off. What?
Yeah. I mean, it just doesn't make common sense.
It makes no sense. They have cheated. I'm telling you, we probably gained more seats. I'm telling you, John James won in Michigan. I'm betting McSally won in Arizona.
Yeah.
When it's all done,
If it's
counted legitimately. And look, we want elections to be fair, but you must count legal ballots.
Right.
Because think about this. And some of you, I know some of you sniveling liberals and Democrats that have enough courage to listen to this show. Think, you're just sore losers because you're a guy. No.
Mm-mm.
You're disenfranchising the votes of American people. What is fair about saying, we should count all the votes when you have flooded it with illegal votes, with manufactured votes? You're really disenfranchising every American vote by flooding it with, and we cannot stand for it. The stakes are very high, folks. It is time we have to fight. We have to fight, and we have to fight back, and we have to let it be known. I don't care if it means we have to hit the streets or what we have to do. We have to fight back. And, folks, at the end of the day, the good news is we have the power.
Yeah.
We have the power because it's the people have the power, not the politicians. And we need to put them on notice across the board. And if you're Republicans out there, you better get a spine and get in this fight.
I'm glad you said that, because I'm also taking note of the silent GOP 2024 hopefuls. Where are some of them?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking right now. It's been a little quiet.
Yeah, somebody just texted, we haven't kept the Senate yet. They're still playing. They are playing with those votes.
Well, true. But
you know what? I'm going to have faith in Trump. I don't think he just sat there knowing this was coming and did nothing to prepare.
Yeah, I agree.
I think he has a plan. I think he's ready for this. And we're going to see vindication. And this will be corrected. This is actually way worse than 2000 ever was. And we can get into some of this.
It's not even,
but I'm telling you right now, the only way that this ends well, two things have to happen. One, the vote has to be true, and we need to show how Trump won fair and square, and then Democrats need to go to jail, period. Democrats around this country, in Georgia, in
Philadelphia,
Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Detroit, Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona, there are Democrats that need to go to jail, and they better go to jail before this is over. And we'll be right back with your calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. Folks, you heard me get on a pretty good rant there in the beginning, but I'm telling you, this is so serious. You must all wake up and realize that this is an end game play for the Democrats. They know that if Trump gets his second term, and especially if we had taken the House, and I have to wonder if we didn't actually take the House due to all the voter fraud around the country, because we did gain seats. I don't know how many we gained, but we did gain seats, not enough so far, accordingly, to win. But this is an end game. They know that if Trump gets another term, that he's going to set back the socialist, globalist, elite designs for at least a generation. And we know they will do it. They will burn cities. They will do
obviously.
We know they will do anything illegal. And we know that. And here's the thing. The stealing of votes is so brazen. I mean, all you have to know is they would not let Republican poll watchers into polls in Philadelphia and many other cities. Now, wait a minute.
And in Michigan, they couldn't get any closer than, you know, like 20 feet.
20 or 30 feet. You can't see anything. I mean, heck, us old people, we 2-3 feet, we can't see anything.
Exactly.
We got to be right there. So the fact that they don't want any transparency, they're doing everything to keep you from watching them. And you say, well, what's that about? Look, this is a long tradition that there are poll watchers from both parties. If you remember from 2000 when they were counting the Chads,
right?
You remember the video clips and they had all these ballots? There'd be a poll worker and they'd have a Republican on the right and a Democrat on the left watching the poll worker do their work.
Just like a referee.
Just like a referee. Yeah. Both sides were watching to note irregularities.
And that's okay.
That's okay.
It is, because if you're not cheating, you don't care.
They're not allowing it this time around.
What does that tell you? Look, in Philadelphia, the Trump campaign went to court, got a court order, went back down there, and they still wouldn't let him in. And they even went and put paper up on the windows so you couldn't look in with a camera.
Look, when I was a public school teacher, there was these weird doors that had just the tiny little slit of a window in the door. Yeah. And, you know, I always thought oddly of the teachers, my co-teachers, that would put paper over
on
there.
That?
I was like, what are you trying to hide? Yeah. You're in there teaching kids. Yeah, why do you care if somebody walks by and peeks in?
No,
but like a bunch of them did that. And it was just always, again, it's
weird.
Like, why are you covering your little, exactly.
It's creepy.
It's just, what are you hiding?
Right.
Yeah.
Why do you want
to,
I don't know.
What you need to know, just the fact that they will not allow transparency tells you the whole story right there.
Sure. Yeah.
We know they're cheating. Now, the question is, are we going to let them get away with it? And I say, hell no. We're not going to let them get away with it. All right, let's go to Kevin in Mobile.
brother, y'all are spot on right. These people do need to go to jail. This is treason. This is treason against the American people. If they're there to do their job, the poll watchers, they need to be transparent. That's a fact right there. Let me tell you what there. President Trump, by God, with God, is going back in office right there. And the people that will try to derail our Constitution, our military, and our voting rights right there, you're right. We are going to rise up. We're going to rise up like the tide, and we are going to wash them out to sea. That's a fact. And for the Republicans that we did reelect nationwide, you know, you're on report too. Get behind our president, get behind our nation, and be vocal. And let them know that these people that have tainted our voting system right here, you are on report, and you are going to jail. And we're going to find out who did this right here, because we have got to take our nation back. We've sat back. The moral majority has sat back and just said, okay, y'all go riot in the streets and call it peaceful protest. Y'all tamper with all of our voting right here. Take our sacred rights as Americans away. You know what? We're tired. We are tired, and we are behind you. We are going to rise up, and we are going to take our nation back however we need to. Hopefully, by God, we don't need any more violence in our country. But I guarantee you right there, when they start ruffling enough feathers, regulators will mount up.
No, we're ready to mount up.
But regulators will mount up here and take our nation back. Get behind Trump. Get behind our nation. Do it peacefully. But let your legislators know you're on report. Back our president. Back him, and God bless America.
Absolutely, Kevin. You're absolutely spot on.
Thanks, right. Thanks for the Warren G reference, too. That's pretty cool.
No. Yes. No,
I love it.
We have got to show that we're not going to stand up for it. That's really the point of all this. They've been testing us all year, and we let them do it. And we let them do it. And we didn't prosecute them. And there's not any consequences there, right? And so we keep letting them do it. That's why they keep doing it. And if we let them do this, the republic is gone, folks.
Yeah.
The republic is gone. You go, oh, that's crazy, Pete. No. Think about it. We actually live closer to a Soviet Union, Chinese-style communist country already, not because of our government, although our government has a lot of problems in there. We can go into that.
Yep.
But because of social media and big tech. Think about what happened on election night. There was a media conspiracy. Did you see the way they called the states?
They called
them purposely so that Biden always had a lead.
Always had a lead.
At 6 p.m. Yeah. Central Time, when Virginia closed, Virginia ballots, when Virginia polls closed, the New York Times and a bunch of the media outlets immediately called Virginia.
The AP called Virginia and a couple of the networks called it and then had to back away from it.
But when they called it right at 6 p.m. for Biden, and Trump was ahead by 300,000 votes at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Biden did not take a lead in Virginia till after 11 p.m.
Right.
Now, he ultimately, I think, took a 300,000 vote lead. And that may be true because a lot of Virginia has gone totally crazy.
It's that northern suburb, Alexandria.
Yeah, suburb, you know, of Washington, D.C.
suburbs.
Well, but how can they call that at 6 p.m. when Trump was ahead by 300,000 votes? And then you notice they did not call Texas until California was on the ballot.
Right.
All night, yeah, they made sure Biden was in the lead. And even Fox News did this. Mm-hmm. All of them did this. It was the narrative
to
show.
Fox was the worst one.
Well, Biden is winning. Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't call any of these states because they knew they were going to be stolen back. They are all complicit. They are all part of it.
And it's the same. We were just saying off air, you know, for over 48 hours now, plastered on every big screen, 264. 264.
Right.
So, you know, psychologically, that's warfare. You're planting that in people's mind. Mm-hmm. It's really just outrageous. The more you think about it, and we've had a few days to kind of let it soak in and process, and it's just...
But that's the narrative. We live in a Soviet Union style country already because we're being fed misinformation and disinformation. We're being manipulated.
Hello, Pravda.
Yep. All right, let's see. Well, the board is lit up, so I guess everybody else fired up. Let's go to line two. Who do we have?
Biden's going to win.
Biden ain't going to win.
He's going to win. He's going to go over 270.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. If they don't get this vote right and count the legitimate ballots, you stand by because a civil war is coming. We're not taking this. Oh, no, no, a civil war is coming.
The Republicans themselves haven't even acted like this way.
No, no, you don't steal an election and then tell us to all just take it. Do what?
You don't have any evidence. I've tried to.
Oh, my God. Well, have you not seen all the evidence? The documented ballots in Detroit of people voting that are over 120 years old?
There's no evidence. There's no evidence.
That's because you don't go to actual media sources that report actual media. You've been manipulated by the Soviet Union style CNN and all that stuff. You don't even know.
The young lady just threw Fox under the bus.
Because we don't worship Fox. They are. They're horrible.
They're complicit.
We don't use Fox as our only source.
In fact,
I don't use Fox as any source.
No, no. Look,
The
evidence.
People who review books.
The evidence.
Actual research.
The evidence is overwhelming, and it's coming out. Why will they not let poll watchers? Look, answer me this. Why will they not let poll watchers watch? Why will they not let poll watchers into the polls?
If it comes out.
Listen up, caller.
If it comes.
I've got control of it, okay? I can turn you off whenever I want to. Now, listen, if you want to have a conversation, that's fine. If you want to talk over Pete and not have anybody hear anything, I'll turn you off.
What say you?
Well, look, I was trying to ask you a question. Why will they not let poll watchers in?
Every source I've looked at, they have poll watchers from both sides.
No, I've got video. I can show you video. I've got video I can show you in Philadelphia where the Republican poll watchers showed up with a court order and were denied access. I got the video. I saw the video of them standing there and doing that. Just because you can't find the evidence doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
That's the whole system corrupt.
The whole system is corrupt. I'm just telling you, you've pushed us too far. We've watched this crap all year. If you don't think we're not going to fight back,
conclusions for it started. He did it.
No, no. You need to understand this. If you don't think we're not going to fight back, and I mean fight back ferociously, you are sadly mistaken. This election will not be stolen. We are going to fight back.
It'll come down.
They are stealing it.
The way the country's made to.
No, they are stealing it. They are.
You may lose.
No.
You may have lost.
Biden lost it on Tuesday. Trump won. Biden lost. They are stealing it. They just needed to know how many votes they needed to manufacture. And that's what we're watching. And we are not going to let it happen.
When Georgia comes in tomorrow, it's over with.
It's not over with because I'm telling you, we're fighting back. And I'm going to tell you, if Biden, if he gets away with this, you have no idea what kind of civil war is coming. Because we're fighting. All right, we're way over the break.
Very irresponsible call for civil war.
I'm telling you, we're done. We're not screwing with you Democrats anymore when you steal stuff. And you need to take it to heart. Now, we're over the break. Let's go.
Don't agree with you because you don't agree with some. Doesn't make them a Democrat.
No, no, no. When you steal, you're done. When you're dishonest, you're done. And now we're drawing the line. And we're way over the break.
Okay, we got to go. We're gone. We're gone. You're gone. You're gone.
Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. All right, I guess I have to apologize to everybody. I got into the rant and... I guess I let a curse word or two out. I think Mark caught one of them, but not the other. So I apologize. Jesse takes in. Pete, my man, got to make sure your mic's off before we let the SOBs fly. Yikes. Sorry about that. I didn't, and I really feel bad because I did not realize I even said it. That's the first time I've ever slipped on the radio. That shows the passion.
There is righteous indignation
and
once
Tina
in a
says,
while.
P- Pete, my friend, please calm down and let... We're going to come back to that one. Let's do the Reagan quote. We're going to come back to that text, because that text is actually very important. All right, look, at the bottom of the hour, we always bring aboard a special sponsor, Mission First Mortgage. Folks, the real estate market is hot. It is a seller's a market out there. If you are not ready with your financing, you will lose possibly the opportunity to purchase the home of your dreams. You need to go to Mission First Mortgage, that is run by Brian Dewberry, a Marine. He's mission focused, and his mission is to get you financing for your dream home. He knows how to do it. You go to Mission First, that's Mission 1, stmortgageinc.com, or give him a call at 251-289-1141. They will get you qualified and ready to get your dreams, and they bring you wit and wisdom from our 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barber shop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
We are Americans. Now, that's a patriotic speech by Reagan, and I picked that one tonight to remind us that we are Americans and that we will not surrender for freedom. And I took an oath to defend this Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, when I joined the Navy, and I consider that oath to go through my whole life. I've taken that as an eternal oath. And I will defend the Constitution and uphold the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And Reagan really wasn't talking about domestic enemies. We have domestic enemies. And that's, we need to stand and fight. And T. Tina, let's see, Pete, my friend, please calm down and let, this is a text. Please calm down and let's not come off as hotheads. Regular listener, Tina, I appreciate that. She also followed up. It's simply repulsive what the Dems do. I do agree, Tina. What I want to address about the hothead thing, I get it, but that's my conundrum right now. I think the problem is we haven't been forceful.
Correct.
That's why we're here. Because we watched it all year. They tore down our statues. They said our institutions were corrupt. They said our country was founded on slavery in 1619. They looted our cities. They burned our cities. They attacked our police. They attacked every institution and said, this is a hopelessly corrupt and racist nation. And we didn't get exercised. We let them do it. We just shrugged it and said, so I'm not sorry that I'm a hothead tonight. Because I want you, every American, and especially liberals and Democrats to know that you have jerked the chain too far. And we are fighting back. And if you think this is just politics as usual, and we're just going to play this game, and y'all are going to steal this thing, and we're just going to chalk it up and watch the talking heads on Sunday morning talk about, it ain't happening. You have awoken the American people. And I got to believe, because I'm an average guy.
Yeah.
And I really, truly, in my heart, believe if I'm this upset, there's millions more across this country that are. And we need to band together because this is the republic, folks. We've seen them coming for a century. The socialists have been trying to topple this country, and they're making an end game play now. Mm-hmm. We got to get out of it. Somebody said, now, Pete, bow out. To go home in search of repentance. I don't know what I need to repent for, but, you know,
nothing.
Whatever that is. Okay, we got, do you want to say something?
No, we're good.
And James in Alberta said, Facebook is blocking patriot groups forming to protest elections. Yes, yep. James of Alberta, I've seen that. Facebook is censoring patriot groups. Twitter is suspending accounts that talk about the election fraud. You can't, if you Google it, you're not going to find it. I'm going to tell you, get on Parler. Well, if you're not on Parler, you got to get on there because that's where I'm seeing the videos. The videos.
And this
is
the time, one way to do that kind of fighting and steadfastness, because let's be honest, this is probably going to be one of those long-haul situations, so we do need to pace ourselves. But one of those ways, we're going to have to find some other media sources. And the call just a while ago with one of our dissenters, you know, that's the thing. We don't have a source that you can just click to now on your television. You need to subscribe. You actually need to fork over a few dollars and subscribe for a while to support some outlets you can trust, because I have a feeling we might not even be on the air.
No, they're coming.
I mean, honestly, the things we're used to clicking onto in your car or on your TV may not be there real soon.
Hey, Facebook is suppressed. I can't share my column anymore.
Right. So what we've got to do is make sure we can still connect. We can still find real news. We can still find sources. And if it means putting a little skin in the game to do it, then do it. And cut
your
cable.
No,
I mean, what do you got to lose?
Look, if all this shakes out, I may be done with Fox. I love their nighttime lineup, Tucker Carlson,
well,
all that. But I might be done.
Chris Wallace, we had to hear him again the other night. I mean, I really just want to smack him.
You just want to send me over the edge, don't
I wanted
you?
To smack him. I know. I mean, yeah. I'm with you. I mean, I get
all right.
it.
All right. We got a full board. We're going to try to get all of you. Jimmy and Fairhope on line one. Jimmy, what do you got?
Like I said before, the church committee hearings in 1976 was called Operation Mockingbird. At that time, the CIA director testified at the CIA, they had 3,000 people in the mainstream media then and over 5,000 professors in colleges. And that's been 46 years ago. I mean, the people in this country are just totally brainwashed. I mean, they just flick on the news. They don't.
Right.
I mean, it's scary.
No, it's very scary because all of them are unison. And you remember I was saying earlier about the media, how all of them were calling the states always in an order that they called them, so Biden was always ahead. And you know the other part of that? All of them were following Fox. They were
waiting for
Fox to call things so they could say, well, look, Fox called it. That's your thing. The It's happening. We're watching it, and we need to wake up to it. Jimmy, you're absolutely right. Thank you for calling in from Fairhope. Let's go to line three. William from University of South Alabama. What do you got for us?
I was just going to say that, you know, all the things that you're telling us about them being rigged and they're trying to steal it and all this stuff, we already know all that. Tell us what to do about it. I mean, surely you don't think that people are going to, you know, take up arms and go out in the street and just start attacking.
No. We're not at the point of taking up arms, but right. I want you to know that's not off the table. That's not off the table. And I know that sounds radical, but what they're doing is radical. The only thing we can do right now is to make known our support for the president and to back down these people that are trying to put these lies into us, okay? As they are trying to force these lies down our throats, we need to back those people down. You also need to go out, just like Teresa said, get these other alternate sources for news so you can find them. Hopefully there'll be some rallies organized for the president.
I mean, we really honestly have to cut ourselves off of even just being exposed to the Kool-Aid because it's so poisonous at this point.
It's so poisonous.
There's no need even
support
to even
the
expose
president.
Ourselves.
What we got to pray, and I'm confident, I think the president has got this, and he's got a plan. Because it's interesting, the FBI has been and DOJ has been very silent.
Mm-hmm.
Is that because they're not playing, or because they're setting the trap?
They're doing something.
They're setting the trap. All right, William, we're up against the break. Thanks for calling in. We'll be right back with your calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, we're back. We're running out of time. Real quick, couple of texts. Frank said you can't reason with those cussacks just to feed them. And then from Texas, it's Laura, your sister-in-law in Texas. I'm willing to go to war rather than let this slide. I personally will sign up to fight on the front lines. I will not live in a country that stole an election and carry on with my life like it's okay. Atta girl, Laura. All right, you got a Veterans Day?
I do.
Do the Veterans Day. Go, so we're running out of time.
We don't want to forget, next Wednesday, less than a week from now, at 10 a.m. at Battleship Park, if you would like to come out and honor some very special veterans, one we know very, very well, particularly, there will be a lovely ceremony. It's
right.
Going to be wonderful.
Because we're not having the parade.
We're not
the lunch
having our
because
traditional
of COVID, but
things.
We're doing a ceremony.
Yes,
Battleship.
At Battleship Park in the pavilion. It'll be socially distanced. There will be no problems. It's going to be great. We're going to have lots of people from the community. We're going to have Coast Guard flyovers preceding
Coast Guard,
that.
USA
it's going to be
gonna
a great day.
Faculty Brass Quintet. It's going to be a wonderful day. Come out for Veterans
and
Day.
It's
bring
important
your kids.
Because it's important. Particularly, it's easy now to. You know, after the year we've come off of, what we're looking at after this week, we can't forget why we're all still here and able to speak on these airwaves and do all the things we're used to doing.
And remember all of those who fought and died for our right to do this. And I'll be damned if we're going to let it slip off into the night with a stolen election.
With a stolen, exactly.
Exactly. All right, we got to get line four, LD the Mad Trucker.
Oh, three quick things, Pete. One, aren't you glad that my bloke canceled out that clown that called you in the very beginning?
Yeah.
So that's right. I want him to sit back and think about that the Mad Trucker X'd him out. Two, the director of polling for Pennsylvania, she was caught in three or four different lies on Fox News, and I hate to watch Fox News, but right now it's CNN Lite, and that's all that's available to me right now on TV. But they caught her in four different lies, where she said that she was not a fair and biased person, where all she had done is spew venom about Trump. And they caught her in that. She said 100% of the ballots had been already counted, and they were recounting. And then a guy says, well, why haven't the last seven counties and such been even turned in yet? And she just took a deep breath. She goes, well, I don't know. She's lying. They're lying.
They're lying.
Right.
They're hiding. They're stealing this. Without a doubt, there goes LD the Mad Trucker. Let's go to line two, Sherry in Mobile. What do you got for us?
Hey, well, I had some things for you, but let me tell you real quick. NBC News Live right now, it's on. Trump is winning Georgia. Trump is winning Pennsylvania. Trump is winning, what other state? I mean, they're giving the tallies right now.
So
Pennsylvania, 94% in. Trump has 49.7%. Biden, 49.0% for Pennsylvania.
But they're still trying to steal it. They're still trying to steal it. So, I mean, because in Pennsylvania, I think, didn't they have a thing where they could count ballots for 6 days or something stupid?
For 3 days. 3 days after Election Day.
So they got another day to find those votes. It's just really crazy.
Anyway, so what I was going to say is, you know, we're not surprised by all of this because Trump predicted almost every bit of this.
So the question is, if he predicted all this, did he not do anything about it or was he prepared?
Oh, I think he's prepared.
Yeah.
So I think that's why we have to have faith in the president. He's going to handle this because he's prepared.
He already had the lawyers lined up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there may be more to it. He knows more. He always knows more, and he's always steps ahead of them.
As I said, you got to get up a little bit early in the morning to get ahead of Trump.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Sherry, thank you for calling in.
One more thing. I want to say more thing.
Go ahead, quick.
Nora O'Donnell is pretty ugly.
She can be, yes.
Yes, she can be. You're right. All right, Sherry, we're going to try to get James, line five from Pensacola. What do you got?
You know, you can't get up the day after the election, go to your local elections office and say, hey, I want to vote. You can't. The election's already passed yet.
Right.
A lot of these states, you can do that with a mail-in ballot.
No, all they did was try to figure out how many votes they needed to cheat.
You know, if you're going to vote by mail, they're giving you a convenience where you don't have to wait in line, use up your gas. You can at least fill it out and mail it off early enough so it will reach your elections office on time. What's so difficult about that?
Right. Look, if you're too stupid to get an absentee ballot or show up on election day, you're too stupid to vote.
I agree.
Okay? So we know that these are all fraudulent ballots. These are all fraudulent ballots. They're coming in, and they're stealing the election. Do not be deceived by any of the media or anything. The election is being stolen, and we cannot stand for it. We need to fight back.
And why is it that Miami-Dade County can count their votes in a timely manner, yet Philadelphia, Maricopa County can't do it?
Oh, yeah. Now, that's
questions.
A really good point. How come Florida, one of the most populous states, can count all of their ballots efficiently and quickly and get an accurate count in within hours of the polls closing? It's because they don't want to. If Florida – look, we live in a digital age – don't tell me we can't do all this.
Yeah, why don't you try to apply all these weird rules to your taxes?
Right.
Let's say you just didn't postmark them on time. How would they feel about that?
Right. All right, we're almost out of time. Somebody just... Yep. All right.
For him.
Yep. James, we're almost out of time. We got to go. We just got a text in. Somebody said, happy birthday to the oldest person alive who voted in Michigan. He was born in 1850. He's 170 years old today. I mean, this is madness.
It says hashtag,
folks, hang on. Have faith. We will prevail. Let not your heart be troubled. Honey, it's time to come home.